We had a week of debates here in the Charlotte region. 8th District Congressman, Democrat Larry Kissel, faced off with his Republican challenger Richard Hudson. And the two candidates vying to replace Congressman Sue Myrick in the 9th District, Republican Robert Pittenger and Democrat Jennifer Roberts, also debated. Joining me to talk about that and the weekend politics, as always, is our Friday contributor, Professor Michael Bitzer. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have in the studio WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, who covered the 9th District debate. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Duncan.
So let's start with the 9th District. Michael, you were there. You saw how the candidates interacted. You said it was a civil exchange, but they did point out some stark differences.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, there was a specific difference on what they would do with President Obama's landmark health care law. Here's what they had to say about that. We'll start with Pittenger first.
I see the Affordable Health Care Act as one that's not going to be affordable. It's going to raise the cost of health care.
Let's face it. Everybody agrees it's great that kids up to age 26 can be on their parents' insurance. It's great that you can get insured with pre-existing conditions. So there's some good things. You don't throw out the whole process.
So as you could hear from that, I mean, Pittenger clearly is of the mark that we should throw this thing out. Robert says, you know, there's some good in there. We'd like to move forward with it. But, you know, one of the things that surprised me is that there were actually a lot of things where they were closer to being in agreement. And Professor Bitzer, I'd like to actually ask you, I wonder if that's partly because of, like, the voting makeup in that specific district, and that for a Democrat to run in it, you kind of need to be closer to the middle.
Exactly. And I think that district, if you look at, you know, both the registered Republican percentages, that favors the Republicans, certainly. If you look at how that new district would have voted in 2008, it certainly would have gone for John McCain. Jennifer Roberts has kind of an uphill battle that she has to get crossover votes, meaning that she has got to get Republicans to perhaps view Pittenger as maybe too conservative for their taste and be willing to basically split their ticket, maybe vote for Mitt Romney, but then cast a ballot for Jennifer Roberts. That's kind of an uphill battle for her, but I think that's what she's going after.
Was Pittenger the more conservative of the two candidates in the Republican primary?
He certainly came off as it. I mean, it basically was him and Pendergraft that kind of saw how fast they could possibly go towards the right.
And Sue Myrick, the woman that they're running to replace, she served 18 years in Congress. How does she compare with Pittenger?
Well, certainly Sue Myrick is kind of a moderate to conservative. She certainly has some conservative values and principles, particularly on immigration. But she was someone that really kind of was willing to cross the aisle, work sometimes with members of the Democratic Party. It would be hard for me to imagine somebody like Robert Pittenger willingly working with members of the opposite party just because he presented himself in such a stark conservative viewpoint, it would be difficult to imagine him working with Democrats, something that certainly Jennifer Roberts is going to play up by her experience working on the county commission and trying to work with Republicans there as well.
Yeah, and Professor Bitzer, that was actually one of kind of her main selling points in the debate. She was very big on, you know, going across the aisle, how one of the things that's broken in Washington, which of course we hear everyone say, but one of the things that's broken is that people aren't going across the aisle to work together. And one of her big pitches was, elect me and I will go do that.
And I think she can make a real key emphasis towards particularly South Mecklenburg Republican voters who actually voted against the constitutional amendment defining marriage. And that was kind of a surprise in Mecklenburg. That kind of shows that maybe there are some Republicans who are perhaps socially moderate, not as conservative as your typical base Republican Party would be thinking. And that might be the opening that Roberts can use.
Let's move on now to the 8th District, where we find another Democrat, this time incumbent Larry Kissel, trying to run in a district that has become more Republican since redistricting. They debated on Monday. Here's his Republican opponent, Richard Hudson, and we heard a lot of this during the debate.
I agree with the congressman.
How much are these two trying to sound alike?
Well, I think they're trying to appeal to a fairly rural, fairly conservative district. This district has changed dramatically since Larry Kissel first got elected in 2008. And Kissel is certainly trying to differentiate himself, kind of stand himself apart from normal Democratic Party politics. But this is actually kind of surprising that the two of them agreed on so much, particularly after a bitter primary where Richard Hudson basically took the gloves off and went wholeheartedly after Kissel to try and convince the Republican voters to name him as the nominee. I think we're going to see a lot more differentiation between these two candidates going into October.
We actually heard from the Hudson campaign after a story that we ran on that debate. They complained that we didn't highlight Hudson's comments that Kissel had voted something like 23 times for President Obama's health care law. And Congressman Kissel, when the Affordable Care Act came to an actual vote on whether it would pass or not, did vote against it. He defied his party on that. Are there any votes that are safe in Congress anymore? Or because so many things are tagged on as these procedural votes, is it always going to be a game of gotcha in campaigns?
Particularly when you have a challenger going against a sitting incumbent, every vote is going to be open for interpretation, framing, and spinning. And certainly the Hudson campaign is making hay out of what were conceivably procedural votes that the Republicans continuously put up to force Democrats to basically take a stand. I can't recall right off the top of my head exactly what all those votes were regarding that. But oftentimes, you have to focus on the passage of the bill, and then oftentimes the Republicans were trying to have votes to repeal the bill. So a lot of this gets into the weeds of congressional vote patterns and what they're actually voting on. For the average voter, they're probably going to hear all this and go, I don't know which side to really believe, but Kissel did vote against the bill as it originally came because he looked at his district and said, these folks don't want it. I'm going to be a delegate for my constituents.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, WFAE political blogger Michael Bitzer. You can read more of his insights at thepartyline.org. Thank you both for your time.
My pleasure.
Thank you.